Tonight in Columbia, South Carolina, the 10 Republicans who want to be president are holding their second debate in 2 weeks. The candidates will appear at the University of South Carolina, historically a key state for Republicans hoping to win the nomination. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is covering it for us and joins us now. Mara, Jerry Falwell was such an influential figure in Republican politics for so long. There's no doubt his death will cast a shadow over the debate tonight.
That's right. And I wouldn't be surprised if many of the Republican candidates tonight offer their condolences about Falwell's passing. You know, for a long time, the Reverend Falwell was a very important player in Republican Party politics. I think his influence had certainly waned in recent years. But even last year, John McCain reached out to Falwell. He had famously accused him of being an agent of intolerance in McCain's 2000 campaign, but he reached out to him. He gave the commencement address at Liberty University. I think there was some hope in the McCain camp that Falwell could be an emissary for McCain to the Christian conservative right, that chunk of the party that is particularly suspicious of John McCain. There's no evidence yet that that happened, but Falwell did hold meetings for McCain with many evangelical leaders. So he clearly was still considered a player, if not at the height of his influence.
Mara, what else will you be watching for tonight?
Well, I'm going to be watching for Rudy Giuliani and abortion. I think that's a big issue in the debate tonight. It'll be a follow-up to the debate that the candidates had in California, where Giuliani sowed some confusion about his position. He is pro-choice, but in the debate in California, he said he was basically agnostic about whether Roe versus Wade should be overturned. He said it would be okay either way. And since then, he's been giving a lot of interviews trying to clear up his position. And in those interviews, he couldn't say whether life begins at conception, and that's certainly a pretty basic belief for a lot of Republican conservatives. And he's been trying to square the circle of hating abortion, which he says he does, and being pro-choice. But I think there's a very big difference between how Giuliani feels about abortion and the question of Roe, because that is where he's caused more problems for himself. Roe versus Wade really sticks in the craw of conservative Republicans. They feel it was an example of the imperial judiciary. It was wrongly decided. And that's where Giuliani has not been able to give a clear answer. And I think the big question of the Giuliani candidacy is the Republican Party ready to rebrand itself and nominate someone like him? Are they ready to put social issues in the backseat and elevate terror and the economy, which, of course, are the two issues that Giuliani says is more important?
Mara, quickly, what else is likely to come up tonight?
Iraq, terrorism, torture, immigration, and I think the Confederate flag, which still flies out in front of the state capitol in Columbia. On this one, it's John McCain who might be the liberal candidate. Both Giuliani and Mitt Romney have said the Confederate flag issue should be up to the states. But McCain has done something very McCain-like. In 2000, he sacrificed principle for political ambition, and he is back to being against the Confederate flag flying, and that might cause him some problems in South Carolina.
Mara, thanks for talking.
Thank you, Andrea.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.